I appreciate it. When I look out at crowds, when I go and I speak to people, I always, your now grown up faces turn into a bunch of little kids' faces, because that character was awesome, man, and I'm proud of it. And it bonded with so many people in a fucking incredible way. It was just super. It is awesome and inspiring to be in the presence of so much testosterone and hardcore fucking athletes that like to kill it physically, mentally, and spiritually in their lives. Zach, I want to thank you for allowing me to invite myself. I didn't give him any other choice. I knew I was going to be in the area. Thanks, man. I was going to be in the area anyway, and I knew he was going to have his strength conference, and I wanted to stop by and say a few things about what I've learned from the experiences I've had in my life and what they mean to me. I don't show the video to pound my chest about celebrity, fame, superstardom, any of that shit. None of that stuff never meant anything to me, ever. That's why I came and went so many times. What meant something to me was the challenge it presented to compete in that industry, those shark-infested waters, in that masculine competitive environment with backstabbers and fucking reprobates and two-faced fucks that would do anything to keep you from rising to the top in the business. Most of the guys at the time when I got in it that were succeeding, they were second and third generation wrestlers. Their grandpas and their dads were wrestlers, and they had a golden ticket waiting for them. As long as they would get a minimal amount of training and show up, they would get the spot. The business was changing. I saw that. I was going to chiropractic school. I was bodybuilding at the time, like a lot of guys in here. We all did the bodybuilding stuff. And an opportunity came up to try out for the wrestling. For the next 3 years, I sacrificed so much I couldn't even afford to go back to school. I ate mostly just tuna fish out of the can and a couple pieces of fruit whenever I could get it. Eventually things worked out and they turned out the way that they did. I guess though, if a guy who has the name Warrior, which has been my legal name for 20 years, next year, it's 19 years now that I have had the legal name, the full legal name on my passport, everything, the way I pay taxes is just Warrior. It's a surname that I've given to my children and my wife, and it means something more to me than my fucking wrestling career. It means something about being strong, bold, and powerful, and intense in your life. Many of you in here are young, and you're training, you're competitive, you're involved in events where what kind of weight you can put up fucking means something, because you want to claim the gold. You want to win. You want to be the best at what you're doing. But the long-term goal is that you want to live a powerful and strong life. Things will change for you. The only thing that hasn't changed about me is my hair. It's the same. And as men and women who want to live strong lives, there are things that you have to get straight and right in your mind to be able to do that, to be able to evolve, to be able to step up to the next fucking level of your life. And I want to talk about some of those things. I want to talk about a few practical things. I want to talk about some philosophical things. All of you are here, I think, anyway, that this is an underground strength coach conference, meaning that your livelihood is about being the best at what you do. Am I right about that? In some way or another, you're involved as a personal trainer or one-on-one thing. What did I do with my water? Oh, here it is. Or you have your own gyms, you have your own operations. Right?
Yeah.
And you want to succeed at that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's just not about the bottom line. It's not just about crunching the numbers. It's not just about your brick and mortar place. It's not just about the formulas and the plans and the layouts that you give to your clients. It's not just how you take your clients through their workouts. It's about something more than that. And most people don't give any fucking attention to that at all. They look at stuff, they pay attention to the stuff that matters the least. I want to ask, how many of you love or like, enjoy to hear or read about people who have lived great lives? What is it that those people that have lived great lives, why were their lives worthy of being written about, talked about? What did they do? Not specifically. Not Henry Ford because he made cars and everybody has a car. Not specifically what they created or produced or brought to life. But what is one thing you can say that all of them did?
Led, impact people, brothers, left a legacy, change lives.
Spit anything out. Anybody out back there want to take a guess? What made them great to the rest of human beings?
Changed our perspectives. All their passion.
What's that?
Believe in themselves.
They were fucking originals. They were originals. What they did was original. What's original mean? One of a kind, nothing like it. Never been done before. How many of you, and if we're here to fuck people up with the truth, then I want the truth. How many of you here believe that you're one of a kind, that you're original, that you have something fucking original to offer? Let me see the hands again. Stick them up. The things that those great people created and they brought into life came out of something that we all have. Genius. How many of you can really say they trusted their own thoughts and that is fucking genius? Not to be affected by the ideas and thoughts and opinions and beliefs of other people, but to think for yourself, to think things through that have never been done before. How many of you? You got some bold motherfuckers in here. How many of you are bold enough to believe that you are a genius? Not very many fucking hands went up. We got to work on that. We got to work on that. Because nothing original, more hands went up when I ask who thinks they're one of a kind, who thinks they're original, then when I ask who believes they have genius inside of them. Your genius is the animation of your soul, your creative spirit, to do something original. If you don't believe, if you're not bold enough to believe that you have genius in you, then you will never fucking do anything original. You can still live a great life. You can still have more clients than anybody else. You can have a bigger gym than anybody else. You can have a more public reputation than anybody else. You can have more plaques and certificates on your walls than anybody else. But you will never live the greatest life that you fucking were born with the potential to have. Your integrity. There's a lot of talk. I've been to the websites and stuff. I've seen, I followed Zach. He put some of my videos up, my injection videos. We corresponded with one another. I've been to some of the other websites he goes to or he recommends. And I've been on the internet like everybody else. I'm a fucking idiot who doesn't like to waste time, right? I mean, really, aren't we just a bunch of goddamn idiots when it comes to the internet? I thought we were nonconformists. I thought we were striving to be people who didn't go along with the other sheep in the herd. But I've been to the websites and I see a lot of talk about integrity. When I say that word, it means something to everybody here. It means keeping up your end of the deal, making sure you follow through on your deals. But it also means the density of your beliefs and your ideas, your thoughts, and the integrity of your belief in yourself that you are born with genius, that you have genius. You cannot fucking compromise that. Look at your thumbprint. Got dry mouth today. Your thumbprint makes you different than the other 6 billion people on this whole fucking planet. Does that or does that not mean something? Not only does your thumbprint make you different than the other 6 billion people on this planet, your soul print does. And when I use soul, it has jack shit to do with fucking religion or what your beliefs are in a God or a creator or what face you put on them. I don't care. It's about that you are a unique being that came here to do something unique in your life. Every kid, who in here's got kids? Whether they're grown up now or they're still young, are you not always surprised by the profound things they always say to you? Like they got some freaking wisdom that grown-ups don't even have? Yes or no?
Yes.
It's because kids, they're in touch with that. They know that. They don't have any doubts in it. They're not afraid of it. They're ready to engage it. They're ready to be fucking one of a kind. They're ready to fucking exploit the genius they came into this world with. And they don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks until other adults get a hold of them. Other adults who have squandered theirs. Other adults who have shut down theirs entirely, don't pay any attention to it at all anymore, and are bitter, working for a paycheck to pay the bills but nothing else, buy shit they don't need to have, take the same vacation every year to fucking Daytona Beach, buy a new t-shirt. My career, just so you don't misunderstand, all these things that I'm telling you about the genius you were born with, it's not something that I've realized throughout my whole life either. Like you, I had it stolen from me. Adults who are angry with their life and didn't even fucking know it by the things they said and did. By the directions and instructions they give you, by the teachings that they provide to you, they steer you away from that throughout your life. But you will read, you can find many great stories of people who, when they get into their 40s and 50s and 60s, they rediscover their genius and they go back to being who they truly are and living great lives. I was a kid, I grew up at different times. There wasn't the serious stuff today that you can get in trouble with. And girls didn't think that oral sex was nothing. like it is today. There was not that stuff there for young kids to have to concern themselves with. The world that young kids got to grow up into today, the things that they're tempted by today, are much more damaging, cause greater damaging consequences to their adult life than the things that we grew up with. But I was a kid who never had emphasized to me that you could do great things in your life. That is there. If you just the simple ideas, if you'll work hard, if you'll show up every day, if you'll believe in yourself, those type of things. And when I stepped and I stumbled into a small 8x10 weight room we had in our high school, it had a universal machine in it, my life changed forever. Changed the entire fucking course of my life. It was in ninth grade. When I got to be a senior, I was a relatively intelligent kid. I just never applied myself in school. Got decent enough grades. And when I got to be a junior, I decided, well, look, if I could totally change my skinny little body, and I did all that myself, then I bet I can change my life in other ways. And the first thing I thought about was, I get education. I went and met with the high school guidance counselor, and I started telling her about what I wanted to do, how I needed to go about taking the classes I wanted to take so I could get into college. 15 seconds into what I said, she put her hand up to my face and says, put that stuff away. Put those silly dreams away. This is what you need to do. You need to go to the local factory. Most of the people where I lived in Indiana, they were either farmers or they worked at factories. She says, you go to the factory this summer, you get a job. You do a good job. You come back for your senior year. And when you get done with that, you can get a full-time job. I was intimidated by everything in my life then, except the time that I spent in the gym. And I had absolute control over what was going on there. Those were the best frickin' times of my life. I had nothing to say, but I left there. And I thought to myself, how the fuck can she say that? How can she predict what my future holds for me in my life? Do I have something fucking, I went in the bathroom, I looked in the mirror, do I have something written on my fucking face? I got my pimples lined up in the right way or something, giving her some message? And I thought, every single class throughout my entire education, nobody ever stopped me at the door and said, we need to check and see if you're capable of learning this. That's not what they do. They just sign you up for the classes and you go to the classes and they just assume that you can learn, right? Everybody learns at a different level. Some people got to study more than other people. Some people don't have to study as hard, but they put you in a classroom, they teach the subject, and they expect that you're going to learn. I didn't understand what that meant at the time, but this is what it means. You may enjoy being a fucking physical animal, a physical beast, and I get that. I will say to you, there is nothing more important than that you young guys, younger guys, who are engaged in that stuff right now, pay attention. Pay attention to it with all that you can. Take time to stop and think about the significance of this powerful thing that you're doing in your lives, because things will change one day. Change differently for everybody, and maybe not change at all for some, but they will change. But you will use these times in your life where you're engaging yourself explosively through physical, through your training and the pushing of heavy shit and the exerting of your internal organs and pushing yourself to the max. You will use that to inspire you throughout your life. I would give. I have two beautiful daughters. They mean everything to me. They're more important to me. They are the best thing that have ever happened to me, more important than anything I've done in my whole fucking life. Anything. Anything. But I would give a handful of my year to go back to those times and feel that fucking power again. Don't take it for granted. Pay attention to what's going on. You will use it later in your life to continue to live a strong life. How many of you in here believe that you can only capable of learning a certain amount or only certain subjects, that you're somehow prevented or you just don't have the skills, you don't have the mental capabilities to learn other things? How many people in here believe that? That's good. Because not only are you a physical beast, a physical animal, you are a fucking rational animal. Who in here knows what a rational animal is? Who in here believes that even what you do with your training starts someplace other than your body? Who believes that? Where does it start? Your fucking mind. Who in here knows? Where's Quattro Deuce?
Right here, baby.
Brother, you are a fucking hero. Any other military guys in here, soldiers? You're a fucking hero. I wanted to make sure that I said that. You and all your brothers that are in the military, that dedicate yourselves to the discipline and the other things that you do to serve our country, to protect and secure our freedom so my family can sleep at night. You are fucking badass, man. You're one of the real warriors. You are. And I want to let you know that. And everybody else in here needs to know that about any military brother, that they're the real fucking warriors out there. The question I was going to ask, who of you know in here, what does your freedom, this is not a political lesson, but it's a question I want to ask you, because you need to know this. You need to use your mind in all ways. You're doing what you're doing to positively influence people's fucking life. There is never too much knowledge you can have. There is never too much use of your mind that you can make. Your freedom to even do what you're doing in your life comes out of the fact that you're a rational animal. Your freedom that's put forward in the Declaration of Independence of this country that allows you to have the freedom to do what you want to do in your life. Fail or succeed, your responsibility, nobody else's, comes out of the Declaration of Independence. Everybody is equal and has the right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness for one reason. One reason. Because you have your fucking mind. Because you're a rational animal. Because you have the ability to figure out your life for yourself and make things happen for yourself in life. You're not left without any of the tools to live the genius, one-of-a-kind life that you came here to live. How many people believe in destiny in any way? Not very many, maybe a third of the class. How many of you are already succeeding in the typical way that people understand success? You're successful financially. You own things that other people have or would like to have. You're comfortable in what you're doing with your work and stuff. How many of you can raise your hands and say that you're succeeding at that level in your life right now? How many people in here, if asked, believe in themselves? Every fucking hand went up. With all due respect for who you are, you mostly that you're a human being. Many of you are fucking lying to yourself. You're not getting up every day and doing the fucking work that you should do. You're depending on the ideas and thoughts and opinions of other fucking people. You're following people to find out what to do. When the truth is, you have the potential to do your own fucking thing. And only when you do your own fucking thing, only when you do your own thing, will you live the most great life that you are capable of. You cannot say that you want to live the greatest life that you're capable of and not do the work that it takes to get it fucking done. You can't say to me that you believe in yourselves, that you're capable of living a great life, but you don't believe in fucking destiny. What do you believe in then? Find what you believe in and fucking stand up and fucking fight for it, because you cannot have it both fucking ways in life. You cannot fantasize and dream. You cannot masturbate your fucking fantasies. You can stroke that son of a bitch as long and as hard as you want. They will not become real if you don't do your work. Your work. You, your work. Not Zach's work. Not the guy sitting next to you's work. Your work. When Walt Disney stood out in a fucking field and they thought he was fucking nuts and he should be committed, nobody gave him his ideas. He trusted his own thoughts. If integrity is so fucking hot for you guys, if it's something, if it's a virtue that you want to have in your life, then have it in the belief that you have a destiny to fulfill in your life. Why is it that people don't believe they have a destiny to fulfill in their life? How many fucking are inspired by Patton? The stories of Patton. Leaders, great warriors, great statesmen, great creators, great authors, great writers. Everybody. They did something original, and they didn't get the ideas from anybody else. And I have to ask, if you compete in your events, whatever you do, strongman competitions, CrossFit, all those different things, how many of you train just so you can just enjoy the experience? There are some guys. But most of you, you want to be the best at what you do. Why would you want to live a life that is not as great as it can be? Why would you make that choice? Why would you use the most powerful thing you have, your mind and your free will? Why would you use that to make choices otherwise? Because you spend too much time thinking about what others think. What ideas are they putting forward? What's fashionable this week? What's happening in the fitness industry? Does everybody in here want to make money? Let's talk about just the fucking rawest, most vulgar fucking thing, money. Everybody wants to make money, right? Everybody wants bucks. And most of you, to make your bucks, you sell instruction, right? Put it in a simple way, you sell instruction. You think of different ways to come up with other products, new revised products to sell to people to get their money. You put your time, energy, and effort into developing those products. All your intentions are good. Why not concentrate on, instead of instructing people, only on being someone who inspires fucking people to lead their own lives? I sell a start kit. It's called a start kit. I sell it for $150. It's about training. There's no instruction in it. Last 18 months, I've sold 3,000 of them. You do the math. I don't want people or to work with people whose hand I have to hold. I want to work with people who get it, that they can make their own lives fucking work, and they in turn inspire me. When you sit around and you think about how to build and develop your business, don't sit and spend your time and effort thinking of new products that aren't out there yet to give to people. Think about becoming more of who you truly are, yourself, as a being, and creating value in that. I can only tell you that your customers will come if... How many times has the word truth been said at this conference?
Countless.
What is the truth? Truth is, you can't do for somebody else what they need to do themselves. You can't create an easy, comfortable way for somebody to do something that needs to be hard in the first place for it to even work. In my life, and I'm only speaking from my experiences, and I'm not telling you that I was always full of myself with confidence and bravado, and I always had the fucking answer. Far from it. When I got in wrestling, and I stood back and I viewed the industry, I didn't want to be in wrestling to be a guy who just stayed in wrestling. I had no idea that eventually I wouldn't be in wrestling, but I didn't want to just get in it and stay in it and to become one of the old timers that travel up and down the road with the young guys and stuff like that. I wanted to get in it. I looked at it as a business. How can I succeed in this environment? What kind of time frame am I going to give myself to try that? I saw what was going on in the business. The old time classic wrestlers were being faded out. Their political connections in the business weren't going to matter much anymore. Vince McMahon had other ideas. He was going to turn it into entertainment. And he wanted guys with charisma and guys who had physiques, guys who had discipline, guys who could do their work. And when I started doing my Ultimate Warrior character, every single night for a fucking year, they took me up there. They invited me to try out for a whole year. I didn't even go on TV. They kept me on the road for 60, 70 days at a fucking time. The agent at the show, a wrestler from the past who would be there to oversee things, they allowed a draw every night. It was $100. $100 wasn't enough. Might even get a fucking hotel room in cities. I would wrestle at Boston Gardens in front of 10,000 people and fucking be sleeping in my car that night. Every night I came out of the ring after doing my Ultimate Warrior character, shaking the ropes, beginning with running to the ring. Nobody ever ran to the ring. All the things I did, the pounding of my chest, the way I wore my costumes and my wardrobes and stuff, there would be three or four veterans lined up as I came back through the curtain telling me what a fucking idiot I was, that I was killing the business, that I was going to go nowhere in the fucking business. You might as well get your gear bag and go home now. You're fucking worthless. Every night, I would shake my head, yes, sir, yes, sir. Every night I went back to the ring, I listened to my gut instincts. You're genius. The guy telling you what work you should do and how you should do it. Him. Your gut instincts? They're the purest form of truth that there is. You can pick that shit apart all day long. All the logical stuff, all the science shit. In your training every day, what you do with your clients, the ebooks and stuff you create and build. You design it around ideas that make logical sense. Doing genius stuff, doing something original, will never be built up from things that make fucking logical sense. Again, you can be successful. But if you think just having things, having the biggest business, having the most clients, if you're having the most money in the bank, getting a new car every 6 months, having the new threads, if you think that makes you happy, then go fucking check out the entertainment magazines. The wealthiest people in the world are the most fucking miserable. There's a reason for that. They're not being themselves. They're not being true to who they are. They're not being them. There has probably been this weekend, or you have if you operate a business, somebody has said to you, don't live beyond your means. That means simply don't spend more than you make. Most people do. They don't take that advice and they just go right on living their life on credit and stuff. And it's a good lesson to apply in your business. Don't buy anything unless you want the simple facts of it. Don't buy anything unless you can pay cash. You want to sleep anxiety free in your life? Own your shit. Don't buy a house until you can pay for it cash. Don't own a car until you can pay for it cash. It's a simple, practical business lesson. But I like the philosophical flip side of that. Why don't you try living up to your means? The means that you've been provided with in this great fucking life that you have. I don't see anybody. I've never seen any human being. I've traveled all over the world many times. I've never seen one human being who didn't have the potential in them to live a great, incredible life. Never. Never. Not once. But I've met many who refused to choose to do so. Of all the different things that you've got to give attention to in your life, give attention to the things that are most important. No, it's not easy to do, but you're not here because you want to learn about easy things to do, are you? You want to learn about things that are hard, that make you tougher. Instead of finding an easy way to do hard things, learn and develop a love for hard things. That you only want hard things. That you only want things in your life. People pray all the time for help. You know, they don't have to get on their knees. They just sort of, they use that as a statement. We need to pray for help. You know how fucking disrespectful it is to fucking pray for help? I mean, motherfuck me. Motherfuck me. Pray for help? A creator? A fucking intelligence or whatever, a fucking explosion between two cosmic fucking stars creates you as you are with all the tools to succeed in any way you dream, and you want to pray for more fucking help? Pray for fucking greater challenges. Pray for the nastiest fucking challenges there are. If you want to live life, don't just do it under a fucking barbell. Do it in your life. Do it in your fucking life. Don't just be brave under a fucking barbell. Be brave about your life. Don't just be a fucking badass under a barbell. Be a badass in life. For fuck's sake, man. You get one shot to make things happen in your life. Let me tell you, who's the oldest person in here? How old? 46. And everybody else, what, 30s? 43. Anybody in their 50s? Guys in their 40s know what's changed from their 30s. Guys in their 30s don't really recognize any changes from their 20s. Things get really good and better. But when you get to be in your 40s, you recognize some changes. You get to be in your 50s, you do more. You know what I think about most? When I let my inner dialogue go wild on me, I think about the time that I jerked off, figuratively and literally, in my life. I don't think about any of the shit other people think is so fucking great. And everybody in here will too. Will too. You will do the same thing when you reach an age. You will regret. The biggest regret people have. There was an article a nurse did. A hospice nurse, I think that's what you call them, hospice nurse, people who work with people who are dying. She did a thing over a few years, ask everybody what their biggest regrets were. Number one thing they said, anybody know? Smitty in here? There you are. What's going on, buddy? You know. What was it? Fucking memory's bad. And you wrote the fucking article. Point it out. It was that they weren't true to themselves. Basically, that they lived a phony life, trying to be in what other people wanted them to be. They never were true to themselves. They never did in their lives what they truly wanted to do, what they dreamt about in their hearts and their soul. What their gut instincts, that inner voice was always telling them, you should do this, you should do this, you should go for this. You have children, and you don't believe in destiny, you're not looking hard enough. Every human being comes here with a fucking destiny. All my experiences in my whole life have made me who I am today. Warrior doesn't mean anything about being able to kick other people's asses. I could find people out on the street that could kick my ass all day long. But they're punks when it comes to fucking life. You have all it takes not to be a punk in your life. In your life later from here. Because if you aren't doing the work you need to do, being true to yourself, giving your all to fulfilling this destiny you have in life, then you are half-assing it, man. And I bet if I was to visit any one of you guys in a gym during your workouts, none of you would be half-assing it. Why the fuck outside the gym do we come half-assers? We get under the weights at the gym, we do the training that we do, and I don't know about you, but I never climbed under a weight or did a fucking exercise or train thinking, oh, this fucking thing, I know I'm not going to be able to do it. Fuck, it's going to crush me. I never climbed under a fucking weight thinking that. I climbed under that fucking weight thinking I was a goddamn gorilla and I could do anything I fucking set my mind to. I would say to you, to learn how to focus on you. I would say to you to shit can all your fucking bookmarks. I know the team is very important. I get that. If you have a good team. But the team is built of eyes. And the team is only as great as the fucking eyes. Sorry to tell you, I know it's not politically correct to say that in fucking college basketball and shit, but it's the truth. If I take great, 99% great, and only 1% good, what do I have? Good. If I take good and I have 99% good and I have 1% evil, what do I have? Evil. Don't compromise the things that mean something. You came here to do better. Do better. You'll have a greater quality of life. Every time I fought back against my own doubts and fears. And look, let me tell you something. You guys that are 40 and 50, you know this already. Maybe some of you in your 30s through your 20s. It's easy when you're 20 to have a big set. In your 30, it's easy to have a big set. It's easy to just roll the dice and go for things. If you don't practice taking risk in your life, you'll lose it. You'll become so freaking weak you won't be able to make a decision for yourself in your life. Every single time that I follow my instincts, my life has always turned out better. Every single time. It's not the things that you get to do that come out of living an effective life that matter the most. It's the things you get to say, fuck you to. That's the real power. The things you get to say no to. The things you don't have to agree to, the things you don't have to tolerate at all to live the kind of life you want to live. Everybody in this room is capable of that. You built the discipline to do that through your training. Keep doing it with your mind and let it happen to your soul. You're talking about training, yes. You're talking about stuff you can write down on a piece of paper. But your greatest successes lie in how you use your imagination, how you use your creativity, how you do what is something original. Not in how you just cut and paste other people's shit and change it a little bit just to sell it to make money. That is fucking desperation to do that. That is living a desperate life. Be brave enough. Take the bravery and the boldness that you use in the gym and use it in the way that you run and operate your business and how you build it. You should want your clients to fucking be done with you as quick as possible. If you operate your business that way, that you inspire them and you teach them in a way that they can do it for themselves, you will have clients lined up forever. You will never be out of clients. But as long as you approach clients from the perspective that you need to build your client base and keep everybody there, you need to retain them, you will always be fucking desperate. Inspire people, don't instruct people. Concentrate on how you can inspire people, not instruct people. You want to change the world? You don't change them through instruction, you change them through inspiration. They don't write about lives that instructed other people, they write about the great lives that inspired other people. Your life, your choice. Heraclitus said this about 100 soldiers, every 100 soldiers in war. He said 10 of them don't even fucking belong there. 80 of them are just targets. Nine of them do most of the fighting. But he says, the one, he is a warrior. Be a warrior in your life. Don't be one of the millions, be one in a million. Don't just be a leader, be a fucking leader for the leaders. Don't live a second-handed life looking for your worth to be given to you by others. Create it yourself. It's in you now. Right fucking now. And when you don't listen and you don't use it, you're snuffing it out. You're snuffing it out. Every fucking idea you come up with that is unique and different and original, it takes you but a few seconds to say, I'm afraid of that. I'm not going to fucking do it. Everybody else will think it's crazy. You know what they say? You know, what is the one common thing about geniuses? They say, crazy. Fucking crazy, man. Fucking crazy. It's up to you. Throughout the rest of the day, throughout tomorrow and the rest of your days too, ask yourself what I ask myself every day when I get up. What great people have done before. Will I do in my life, will I do with my life what will live forever? Will you? Will you? Or will just a generic tombstone sit atop your grave? People will say you lived, but will they even give a fuck that you were alive? Thanks for your time.